May I help you?
Hi, good afternoon. I just received a text from my bank of an unauthorized purchase through your company.
All right. Well, I can check on that for you. May I have your zip code and your first and last name?
33189 is my zip code, Natasha Rampersad, R-A-M-P-E-R-S-A-D.
Okay. I was able to locate you, and for security purposes, could you verify your shipping address?
My mailing address is 9300 Marine Drive, Cutler Bay, Florida, 33189. What company is this, and what do you provide, if you don't mind me asking, because I have no idea.
I'm looking now. Okay, so the only information I have is that this product that you have is called a Smart Health Fitness Watch, which is a watch that helps track your steps, heart rate.
No, I didn't order anything. I didn't order anything.
You might have not started a trial or anything like that?
No, ma'am, no.
For a watch, for $695, does that sound familiar? Hello?
I'm here. I ordered a watch, but I didn't apply for no trial to be charged $60. No.
Okay. Well,
I'll send it back.
If you could just hold on 1 minute, ma'am. So I think there's a miscommunication. So you see the watch when you paid $695, that was just the shipping and handling. So it was a 14-day trial. And because you didn't call to, you know, let us know that you didn't want to keep the watch, they did charge you the full price for the watch.
Okay, well, the thing is, I don't want it. I'll send back the watch because I thought the whole thing was $695. It didn't give me any specifications or anything. I'll send it back. I mean, I just did a survey, and then now I'm getting charged $60 for doing a survey. No, I don't want it. No. No.
Well, we can offer you a 35% refund on the watch.
No, I don't want it. I actually, what I'm going to do is now I'm going to send it back. I'll just provide an address, and I'm going to put a stop payment on my card. I'm going to dispute the charges because you all don't specify if there's a charge on it or anything. I'm not going to pay $60 for this. No.
Well, you can't both return it and get a refund and dispute it, so you have to pick. But I can give you a 50% refund to keep the watch, $29.98.
I don't want it. I don't want it. Because first of all, a charger didn't come with the stupid watch. Number one, I don't know how to charge this thing. It doesn't really have good directions. How do I charge it? There's nothing to charge this phone. I don't understand. It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, I have no idea. We're just a third-party call center, so we just do customer service for the company. But I can offer you maybe a free watch to keep the watch that you already have.
Ma'am, I don't want it. You went to three offers, and I don't want it. I don't want it. Can I return it, please? I don't want it. I don't want any problems.
Okay. You can. So you can return the watch, but it will be a $9.95 restocking fee.
Okay, if you charge my card, I will call it fraudulent charges. I will call my bank to stop payment on it.
They're not going to charge your card, ma'am. They're just going to subtract it from the amount that they're refunding.
No. I don't want it because if this thing here just doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand it. So
what's not to understand?
First of all, there's no charger. I just told you this. Where do I charge the phone? How do I charge this watch? I don't know.
Well, they do sell charging cords, you know, on like Walmart and stuff. So I'm sure.
Okay, so you're telling me I have a watch and I have to buy a charging thing. There's no charging port for this thing here. I'll just send it back. I don't care. No. I think that's absolutely absurd. I took a survey. I thought the thing was $695. It's very misleading. It's very, very misleading.
Okay. Well, I need to consult my supervisor because the thing is, you haven't been charged for the watch anyway, so that.
Well, I have a $60 charge on my card. Oh, it's declined.
Yeah. They're gonna try to get the money again, but it's declined. If you just
well,
hold the line.
Well, it shows that it was recharged.
I'm only showing one charge and it was declined. So, I mean, it might update later. I'm pretty sure they're going to try to charge you again for the watch because you already have the watch. But as of right now, you haven't been charged for it. So if you just give me one second.
Well, I'm going to call my bank. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Could you hold the line, ma'am? I'm not going to finish working on your account.
All right.
Hello?
I'm here.
Thank you. I'm still on the line.
Yes, ma'am, I'm still on the line.
I'm still here. I'm just waiting for a response from my supervisor.
Can you hold for 1 second, please?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
Thank you. Welcome aboard Oceana Cruises, your world, your way. This is Natasha. How may I assist you today? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Are you speaking to me? Okay, so she says that you're going to have to return the watch.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Music quality assurance. I'm hanging up the phone. No one's on the other line. Thank you and have a great day. Bye-bye. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to have to return the watch. It's a $9.95 restocking fee, and I'm going to give you the return address if you just bear with me.
Okay. can't believe this shit.
All right. So that return address is going to be 11551 East 45th Avenue, Unit C, Denver, Colorado, 80239. Do you need that repeated?
No, I have it written down. Anyone's attention?
What did you say? Extension?
Anyone's attention.
What do you mean, anyone's attention?
The name of the company I'm sending it to.
I think it would just be a smart health watch.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.